Leading our journey today is Bishop Timothy Doherty, Bishop for the Diocese of Lafayette in Indiana.
Hello, thank you for joining us again today. This is the fourth Sunday of Lent. We celebrate Laetare Sunday on this Sunday. Now, you might notice in your parish church that the priest is wearing a rose-colored vestment. As your bishop, I tell you, please do not call it a pink vestment. It has a very special color, a very special hue. It comes from the antiphon at the entrance of Mass, from a Latin word that simply means rejoice. So Laetare Sunday is sort of related to Gaudete Sunday during Advent. So if you wonder why the rose-colored vestments today, that's the answer. We're looking to the final goal, which is the celebration of the resurrection of the Lord. In the readings today, blindness figures largely. Blindness not only in terms of physical blindness, but our not being able to see us as God sees us. And so from 1 Samuel, we have David anointed. And it's always a delightful story, especially when you're a kid, because all the older brothers get overlooked and the youngest gets picked to be God's anointed. It's a wonderful little victory for David, who then has a big job ahead of him, and we know that story. Sight plays big into the scrutinies this week. Sight in a spiritual sense and a physical sense. And they're interchangeable spiritually when we read these scriptures in the New Testament. They're very key. The first lesson that we have in the story of David is that we can't see God's reflection inside of other people sometimes. We don't see as God sees. And so this makes the reading about King David fun. There were people that looked stronger, bigger, smarter than David, but David was God's pick because David would help to execute God's plan in our salvation history better than the others. So that's an important thing. How often do we look at other people and make some judgment based on their appearance? We can't help it, after all. We're kind of trained that way in our culture, and it's particularly acute when we're younger and when we're teenagers, and so much is dependent upon how we think we should look. And so we spiritually have to ask ourselves, what does a good teacher look like? What does a good president look like? What does a good bishop look like? Does a priest have a certain good look? How about mother superiors? How about people in convents? You know, how do we judge somebody? It's very difficult to do by outward appearances. So that's the lesson of this Sunday. Please, let's be very careful about making snap judgments based on appearance. They can be kind of deceptive. They can also tell the truth. So we have to discern which is which. Now, in terms of welcoming people into full communion with the church with baptism, this Sunday there's a prayer for those preparing for baptism. And we say this prayer in church for them, but it's really a prayer we join with our whole community. And it's this: Lord Jesus, at your own baptism, the heavens were opened and you received the Holy Spirit to empower you to proclaim the good news to the poor and restore sight to the blind. Pour out the same Holy Spirit on these elect who long for your sacraments. Guide them along the paths of right faith, safe from error, doubt, and unbelief, so that with eyes unsealed they may come to see you face to face, and for you live and reign forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for joining us, and I hope you stay with us for further podcasts during this wonderful Lenten season in this Jubilee of Hope year.